Now let's go to London, and London correspondent Sam Hawley joins us. Sam, what's the reaction across the UK as the new day starts with Boris Johnson cemented as its leader?
Well, I think he's obviously received an emphatic endorsement from the people of the UK. So I suppose those who've voted for him will be very pleased as they wake this morning to see this result. Boris Johnson with a very, very strong majority. It's a historic victory for Mr. Johnson, who just weeks ago could barely govern. He could barely get anything through the House of Commons. He lost more than a dozen of his own MPs through defections. Now he has a very strong mandate going forward. And as he said throughout this campaign, he wants to get Brexit done. And that will be the very first item on his agenda.
And so how quickly will the UK be out of Europe?
Well, the deadline's January the 31st. It could be brought forward, but it will be very quickly. Boris Johnson will bring his Brexit bill before the House of Commons before Christmas. That is next week. There'll be a Queen's speech, and then very quickly after that, that bill will be brought before the House of Commons, and of course, it will now pass. Does it mean it's the end of Brexit? No, it does not, because that's the divorce bill, if you like, but all the finer details now need to be worked out during that transition phase until December 2020. And of course, the Prime Minister Boris Johnson will now have a lot of work ahead of him to carve out a free trade agreement with the European Union.
Sam, apart from Brexit, what will be Boris Johnson's agenda following this result?
Well, Brexit is it for now. I mean, he went to an election campaigning on Brexit and mainly Brexit. He really didn't touch on a lot of other issues. Jeremy Corbyn, of course, campaigned very differently on socialist issues, on the NHS. He has taken his party to an emphatic loss. But Boris Johnson's message was clear: get Brexit done. And that is what he will now focus on. And he will now show the people that he has voted, who have voted for him, rather, that he will get Brexit done, and that is the main agenda item. Now, other things like the NHS and building hospitals and all that sort of thing that he promised during the campaign will come later, but it's very clear, and it has been throughout the campaign, that Brexit is the main priority. This was, if you like, a de facto referendum on Brexit. Those wanting a second referendum have now been silenced, and Brexit is going ahead.
Do you think we'll see a different Boris Johnson from the leader that we've come to know?
Only in the sense that he now has a very strong mandate. Obviously, before he rose into the position of Prime Minister, not through an election. He has now been elected by the people of the United Kingdom. So he does have that very strong mandate going forward. So in that sense, very different for Boris Johnson. The person we see, though, I think will remain largely unchanged.
And Sam, any implications for the UK's relationship with Australia with Boris Johnson remaining as Prime Minister?
Well, only that Australia will now, with Brexit now going ahead, that Australia will now be able to negotiate a free trade agreement with the UK, along with, of course, many other nations, including the United States. And so I think that will be front of mind for both governments.
Correspondent Samantha Hawley in London there.